little cashew here, which is funny. I just thought about when I called your name, about all the cashews you ate today.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not today, throughout the whole...
Like the past 2 weeks.
It's ridiculous how much cashews you have eaten, cashew.
Yeah, because you're always buying the cashews, and I'm like, tasty. And I'll, like, take a handful, and, like, she won't notice. It'll be fine. And then she texts me today. She's like, who's been eating my cashews? And I was like, ... Perhaps it was me. And she's like, me who? Because P and I share a phone. And I was like, it's me, cashew. You know, I was like, what are you talking about? And then she's like, she sends me the emoji where it's like eyes wide and like the cheeks are red, like the startled emoji, and is like, not okay. And I sent it to my friend and she cracked up. She thought that was so funny. She's like, not okay. And I was like, leave me alone. But you can't blame me because she was a very tasty nut.
Well, you know, I don't mind when they eat my snacks. I just would like to know that they ate the snack, so when I'm gonna go eat the snack,
it's not empty.
I opened the can, there was nothing in there, and I was like, what in the world? This is Confessions of Coconuts. Episode 21. Hi, I'm Coco.
And I'm Cashew.
Hi, Cashew.
Hello.
How are you, my darling?
I'm a little tired.
Why?
As it is, it's getting pretty late right now.
Oh.
And I'm about ready to go to sleep, or at least read my book for a couple hours.
We are night owls.
Well, possibly. Not you as much as me.
Yeah.
You know, I can stay up pretty late, but you, as soon as it gets past 9 o'clock, you get cranky.
Yeah. That's true. It's because I'm sleep deprived.
And it's because you're becoming an old lady.
Oh, that
and
too.
And then you're like, I can't be up after 9 o'clock, otherwise I won't get my 12 hours of sleep.
That too. Only if I could sleep 12 hours, my child. Only if I could sleep 12 hours. My body does not allow that.
It's really?
Annoying. It doesn't matter what time I go to sleep. My body wakes up around 7 o'clock.
Well, I think it's just because you've been waking up at 7 o'clock probably your whole life, or at least recently. For me, I wake up around 8 or 9, lately sometimes 10 if I can't fall asleep as fast as I'd like to fall asleep. But on average, I think I get like 8 to 10 hours of sleep, depending.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But...
You know what I heard is that
you hear?
If you have physical activity... You can...
Oh, gosh, please do
not
start.
You can sleep better.
Well, because you're tired, because all your limbs are, like, dead. So you're just like, ugh, I can't do this anymore.
So, no wonder you can't sleep much.
No, because I don't want to sleep. There are so many other things I'd rather do than sleep.
But you know sleep is good. And so is exercise. Fitness.
I can
wellness.
Say that sleep is good, but exercise not as much. I am not exactly a very enthusiastic person when it comes to exercise. I do not like exercising. I don't like going outside because, for the record, like, bugs are actually traumatizing. And also, secondly, I hate the smell of outside.
What?
Like, do y'all know what I'm talking about? It's like, the thing is, like, someone goes outside and they come back from outside and they smell like outside. I hate that smell. I hate it.
Wow.
I really don't like it. Sometimes people come inside from, like, doing volleyball practice by herself or something, because she does volleyball now, so fancy, snazzy, whatever. And then she'll smell, like, outside. I'm like, get in the shower. I hate that smell. It's worse than, like, body odor.
That's so silly.
I don't know. I really don't like it.
It's your opinion, and... I respect your opinion, but I don't think the smell of outside on a human body is that horrible.
It smells like singed wires.
I don't know what that is.
It smells like burnt. It smells burnt.
Burnt?
Like you got crispy, but it smells like you were handling pennies in your hand and it got all crispy all over you. It's a really weird smell and I don't like it.
Do you think it's just an Indiana smell?
Maybe it is, because I don't think I ever smelled it when I went outside back in, like, Colorado, or, like, when you're in the city. Maybe it's, like, the outdoor country living kind of smell. It's pretty gross. I hate it.
be nice to country living. I love it.
I can't wait to leave country living. You have no idea. I was talking to my friends, and, you know, the other day I had several traumatic encounters with bugs in the same day. Like, there was a Luna moth on the back porch of door, and then there were, like, 30 spiders when I was sleeping in the patio, and then there was a huge wasp in my bedroom, on like, all these things in the same day, and I was literally losing my mind. I, like, broke down in tears, and I was like,
maybe
no!
If you knew karate, you could have used some moves on the bugs.
You can't do karate with bugs. That's, like, the dumbest thing I ever heard. It's called using Raid.
That is funny. No, can you imagine? It would be a funny video if you start doing karate
moves
on the bugs.
So dumb. They'd fly away.
Attack you like this. The wasp, like, oh,
the
yeah.
The wasp was so terrifying. I literally hate bugs so much, and I don't like the bugs here. There are so many bugs. There's bugs under everything. Bugs everywhere. Bugs that, like, ah, I don't want to know how many times bugs have crawled on my face, like, while I'm sleeping, because that is absolutely terrifying. And I'm just like, no thanks. I'm fine. I'm good. I like living in the city where there are less bugs, like, inside my house.
Okay,
I don't
so
want bugs inside my house.
You know, we have our opinions about bugs, and
Well, you can't tell me that you like bugs, because you don't.
I was about to say that I don't like bugs before you interrupted me.
Well,
but I think that bugs is such a heated discussion that I'm gonna leave that for another opportunity. Because what I really want to talk to you today about is physical activities.
Gross. That's all I have to say. End of podcast. Let's end it right now. 5-minute mark.
Well. When I was little, back in Brazil.
Oh, yes. Here we go back down memory lane.
Yes, I must confess, so you kind of get to know me, you know? I mean, not that you don't know me, but my listeners don't know the stories.
Yes.
Okay. So I remember that PE was a subject that was mandatory, just like I'm assuming it's still nowadays, right?
Yes.
So I had to go to PE, and we had these uniforms. And that was one day that the lady asked us to go around a circle on the court, and it was around this net, which I thought, now that I know it's volleyball, but back in the day I was like, this is so weird. So she was explaining that some of the people are going to stay on one side, some of these people are on this side, and we are going to be sending the ball to each other on each side. I guess at that point she wasn't explaining the rules yet. And here I am listening to that. I think I was about 11, 12. So she was explaining the rules and stuff, and the game started. And they were throwing the ball around me, and I was like running away from it. And the lady was like, excuse me, you're supposed to catch it or throw it back or whatever you do with volleyball.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, I did not know that. I thought I was supposed to run away, since the ball is coming my way, it's gonna hit me, and I'm not about that life. So that was my idea and my experience in PE. I don't remember doing anything else related to physical activity. Of course, I was really poor. There was no such a thing. You don't put your kid doing a sport if you are poor. But I did go to learn how to swim. There was this, my dad used to work at manufacturing, and there was a club that all the manufacturing folks had access to, and they had swimming pools and everything was free. So I did go to like maybe 2 classes, 3, I don't remember, maybe more than that. I kind of know how to swim a little bit from those classes that I took, but I don't remember going much. I don't know if swimming is a sport that you can say it is.
Well, yeah,
physical activity.
I think that it's only considered a sport if it's like team sport, swimming. Mm.
But not if you are learning how to swim,
no,
right?
No, that's not a sport. Just learning survival tactics.
All right, then never mind. I did climb a lot of trees, as I consider.
That's not a sport either.
Okay. I did. There was also something called. It's not like Okay, here I think they call where you throw the ball to hit someone. It's the
Dodgeball.
dodgeball. Yes, we on the streets we play a lot of dodgeball,
With
but
what, rocks?
no, with a ball, not like a very fancy ball, but I don't know if we made the ball. I don't know, but yeah, they didn't like to call me on their team, and I don't understand
Because
why.
you suck. That's the reason why they don't call people on the team. Have you ever seen those movies where it's like about middle school or high school, and the kid is always the main character, is the protagonist, is always last or second last to be picked,
That was
and
me.
then they're always being like the worst,
But I
nastiest kid in
remember, and I'm
class?
glad they didn't call me much to play because every time they hit me, it hurt so bad. And I was
That's
always a target.
what dodgeball is, mommy.
I don't like it, so.
I don't like dodgeball either. When I would we play dodgeball like at camp and stuff. I'm pretty bad at dodgeball. I can't throw very well, but I can run, so I'll always be like hiding in the back and like not throwing anything, but then when it gets down to it, I'll be the last person on the field and everyone like is throwing stuff at me and it's terrifying. Everyone on the sign is like, catch one, because if you catch one then you can get another team member in. And I'm like, I can't catch either. What do you guys expect? I'm really bad at physical activity.
That's how I feel. But I guess the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. But if we think about that, on the other hand, my little P, she is a wow, sport enthusiast. She wants to do and be every single thing that you can imagine if it's related to fitness and physical activity.
She's crazy. I don't think that there's something wrong that went there's something went wrong along the way.
It gets to a point that is a little bit obsessive. Would you say that she is this tiny little thing and she does squats challenge? And
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh.
so it's like planks.
I
I
remember,
can't
I
believe
think it was
this.
like when she was in like the 7th grade, or no, it was when she was in the 6th grade. It was when she was still going to brick and mortar school. She had a little iPad because they give out like devices at the schools for like education or whatever. And she had like a photo that had like a squat challenge thing. And she told me that she was doing like
100 a
seven,
day.
yeah, like 100 squats a day. And I'm like, what are you doing? You're literally like 11 years old. I don't know why you're doing 100 squats. What are you trying to gain? I don't know what you're trying to do. Like, she's skinny and tall.
She brought me to this thing and let's do the squat challenge, mom. And I was like, are you serious? I tried to do it, but it was hard.
Squats are terrible.
It was hard.
I don't like squats. I don't like planks. I don't like exercising. I'd rather stay inside.
Well, but I guess all that is necessary if you want to look good.
Well, then I guess I won't look good. I look fine the way I
You
am.
do look
So
fine,
stop.
but
This
it's
is
just
harassment.
because.
Harassment. You guys, you heard it here first.
But it's just because of your genes. You're just lucky. And because your mommy feeds you well.
Oh, sure.
Our diet is
Whatever.
very good. Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. For those who doesn't know, we are vegan.
Unfortunately so, as soon as I get out of this house, I am going to be back to my very nice pescatarian ways. I
Oh.
do not like being vegan, for the record.
What?
I really don't. It's so difficult and annoying, and it's like, it's a lot of work. I'd much rather be pescatarian. I like eating fish, I like eating cheese, but I don't like drinking milk.
Did you know that actually the fishing industry is what the industry that pollutes the most of the oceans?
Well, I didn't need to know that,
Well,
so.
that's another thing. But did you know that most of the ocean trash is coming from the Asian countries?
Well, that's no surprise because the Asian countries are the most populated ones.
Yeah. So, which also they do more fishing than any other countries.
So, are they eating trash?
No, but they are polluting a lot of the ocean. Yeah, so I encourage you not to eat fish.
Well, I like eating fish anyway.
Well, I like to eat fish too, but I'd rather not because, I don't want to eat all the bad things that are in the bottom of the ocean.
Well, I don't know. I think that I don't think about that. So
Yeah, unfortunately, I do
I
when I'm
know
eating.
that's
I don't know. I just like, tasty salmon. I love my tuna sushi.
I just can't
roll.
Take it anymore. And it's I don't know what's going on in my head now. Even like the processed food, the veggie processed food. If I don't know how it was made, I feel like, what in the world did they put in here? Like, I don't eat a lot of veggie burgers anymore because every time I take a bite, I was like, how do they make this? It's all processed. It's all foreign. I have no idea. So it's different than eating beans and making a patty out of it, because a bean patty, because you know the ingredients you're putting in there.
I don't know. For me, I like to believe what's on the label. So if they say, like, non-GMO organic, I'm like, cool, I believe you, and then I'll purchase. Mm-hmm. But for me, as long as it's not, like, serious animal cruelty or whatever, like, I don't think I'll ever eat, like, you know, like, bacon or, like, chicken or, you know, beef or anything. For one thing, like, I haven't eaten that, for like, regularly since I was, like,
I don't think. Do you even remember last time you ate beef?
I don't.
I think you were so little when I stopped beef.
Yeah, I don't. I think
you were three.
I remember the time that my dad first came to the house with us there, or he came to the house one time when we lived back in Longmont, and I think you made like barbecue ribs that day, and it was on the table. Barbecue ribs on the plate, and it was all like barbecue and the ribs, and I was like, tasty. And that was probably, that's the last memory of eating meat. That's my last memory of eating meat. So I don't think the stuff they did, the animals, like, that ain't cool. But, you know, like, the only reason why I don't eat meat is because I never have. Like, I don't remember eating it. And I feel like since I haven't eaten it for so long, I'd probably get some sort of bad reaction. I wouldn't feel very good.
Which happens sometimes when you eat dairy.
Yeah, for me, like, my trigger when I eat dairy is, like, I break out. But not a lot. Just,
but
like, I'll get,
lately,
like, one huge
sit. But lately
you
got some cramps.
I don't know if it's because of that, but I think that lately, I don't know, like, I'm starting to get period cramps, which is weird. So if, like, anyone knows how to, like relieve them, like, please hit me up, because I was at my friend's house and I started getting these period cramps. We went to Goodwill to go, like, to, like, go shopping or whatever, and I was like, I am going to pass out, so can we go back home? So, like, hit me up if you know anything. Like, I heard that hot baths help. I hear that eating chocolate helps. I heard
too bad we don't eat chocolate.
Yeah, it just, like, varies per person, but, like, if you know anything, like, come to me, tell me. Yep. But I also heard that exercise helps too, but I'm not gonna believe that. I'm gonna choose to ignore that.
Seriously though, when, you know, so I grew up and I still didn't exercise. Went to Brazil, was in Brazil until I was, 20 something? No.
Just over 21, 22? 20,
yeah, 20. No, 21. And then I came here. And then didn't exercise until, I did go walking, if we call it exercise.
Well, I think walking is a pretty okay activity. I think the only types of physical activity that I would enjoy doing, and this is something that I wouldn't do consciously, because I'm not gonna be like, I'm gonna go on a run! You know, that is insane. Like, people who do that, I don't know how you guys do that. Like, if you run, like, every day, running your miles or whatever, getting trim, fit, or whatever, I don't know how you do it. Like, bless up, you are some sort of special creature.
Yeah,
but
running
for me,
is hard.
For me, I'm like, I can't set
the whole
out.
Breathing and running at the same time.
Oh my gosh.
Part.
I once accidentally did a 5K and it was the worst of my life.
I don't remember that.
It was the 5K that P went to when she was on Girls on the Run.
Oh.
And
did you go on that one?
I did. The thing is, I didn't know where I was supposed to be or where I was supposed to stand. So I was staying there in like a beanie and like really not running shoes. And running a 5K, and it was the worst thing ever. It was embarrassing. I always think of that at night when I can't sleep, how embarrassing that was.
Well, now that I'm thinking back, though, if we do think that walking isn't some kind of exercise, that's what I did my whole life in Brazil.
Yeah, like, you walked all the time, all the
every day,
places.
All the time. Every day, miles and miles and miles and miles, mommy. I mean, I showed you the...
Yes, how many blocks you took to get to school.
It was... not even funny. So I guess I can count that as my exercise. And when I grew up...
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and then when I grew up and stopped working, the bus stop was so far away from my job that we also did walk a lot, going back and forth from my bus stop to the job site. So I guess walking was my exercise, is how I kept trim.
Oh my gosh. For me, I like walking, because then you can like walk in the mall. I can walk.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you're not even conscious. You're just trying to get to one place to another. And, you know, it's like, it's not.
Yeah.
I like taking like nice walks through like,
you know, the
nature areas. That's kind of nice.
Yes.
I like that because it's pretty and you have a nice breeze.
But I thought you don't like the outside.
But so. I don't particularly. But the thing is, like, I can never smell on myself, exactly. But I can smell on other people.
And while you are outside, you don't smell either. It's yeah. When you are inside and someone comes in.
And then you smell, I'm just like, outside smell. So then usually after I come from outside, I'm like, I think I smell like the outside. I should probably take a shower or at least change my clothes.
Yeah.
But another physical activity that I like, shockingly, is I like riding bikes. I really like riding bikes. I used to ride
it's
bikes
funny you
all the time.
Say that because we don't have bikes to.
Unfortunately,
when did you have one?
I've had one for a really long time, but then I gave it to P because it got too
true.
Small for
that
me.
That is true. And you like that?
I really like riding a bike.
Okay, guys, we are accepting donations for a bike here. This girl needs to bike. You know, she's going to college next year, so maybe biking is your transport.
I wouldn't mind biking around. I also like roller skating. I had a pair of Barbie roller skates and
yeah,
when I gave
and
them
I
to
had
pee,
to hold you every single time you wore them.
I remember that when I went to the charter school in Colorado, they had these little events where you go and it was like a little skating rink and all the kids would go and they'd dress down because we had uniforms and everyone would wear things, and they would have a theme of sometimes what you would wear, and you would go, and it was cute, and I really like skating at the skating rink. I still like skating. I think skating's so cool, but...
Yeah, but they don't have much in Indiana.
They don't. Huh? I've been to one skating rink
in Ohio,
I think in Cincinnati somewhere, but, you know, I really like going roller skating. Rollerblading is scary. Like with all the wheels
yeah.
in a row, that like, is scary. But when it's like
that's major like
that's like athletic.
Balance.
You're like yo as you're like skating down the street. That's
derby.
Intense.
Roller derby, whatever.
No, roller derby. They use the four. I think
they do.
I thought they
use the one.
I don't know. I've only seen one roller derby movie. So.
Yeah, true. I didn't even know existence of that movie. So.
I know. Same.
But I don't know how to do none of that. I don't know how to bike, and I don't know...
Which is something we need to work on.
And I don't know how to rollerblade. I would love to bike. You know, your father, he taught me how to ride a bike. In one day, I was able to ride a bike.
But then you forgot?
It was before you were born.
Well,
but
he
then,
was just telling me that you never forget how to ride a bike, because
yeah.
I forgot how to ride one.
So maybe
sure
I will know once I have one. So once we get the donation for your bike,
like
donations, folks, we can, I can try to see if I can still know how to ride.
I mean, like, I'm pretty sure that my dad has one somewhere, but like one of the tubes are broken. So
yeah, but I remember that when he had that bike, he didn't let me try, cause it was a fancy one.
Oh yeah.
He didn't want me to like accidentally fall and smash the bike.
Scrape it or something.
He wasn't even worried about how
like,
my physical condition if
oh
I would
gosh,
fall.
Oh my gosh. Same.
It was about the bike.
It's like you fall, like shatters your bone. It's like, oh no. You scratched the paint! It's like, that is a mood, actually.
Exactly, that's exactly. So, you know, he had that bike for a long time, and I never was able to try because...
And I remember he had, like, 5 separate bikes.
No, throughout the time that we were together, it was that bike.
But I thought that he bought, like, some bikes, and he was like, this would be for you guys.
Oh, yeah,
you
he
know?
Did that, too.
He had some really, really cute bikes, and then disappeared. He, like,
yeah,
freaking sold
them. Yeah, it's because,
them.
You know, he, one of his pastime thing is to buy stuff at Goodwill. So he would see these bags and he would bring it home.
It's like, look, then he would sell them later. Oh my gosh. So I guess that's a tip. Maybe I should go to Goodwill and buy some bikes.
Well, you know, the Goodwill, when he was doing that, we were in Colorado. And
the Goodwills are big.
And yeah, disclaimer, I do not support Goodwill. I don't think it's a good company, and I don't think it's a company that you should spend your money there. If you want to buy used stuff, go to your local thrift store or go to the Salvation Army or whatever thrift store you have in your neighborhood. But Goodwill is not good. They do not, it's not a non-profit. It's for profit, and they don't treat their employees right. And why would you give your goods to them? Let them figure out their own goods. Every single store buy their goods and they sell. So why would we give Goodwill the stuff for free? It's just ridiculous. But anyway, that was my rant.
Well, I don't know, it's called Goodwill, so I'm just gonna take it as the name says.
Well, Goodwill. Somebody was very clever, huh?
With oh my the name. Gosh.
You marketing, like, it's you, all about marketing.
You think way too deep into these things. So if you just skim it over, then you'll have no problems.
Well. Anyway, bikes are a good way of exercising, and maybe we'll get a bike someday. Maybe some nice listener will donate a bike that they are not using.
That's funny.
Because I don't think I have bike on my budget, so we're not going to be able
to. That's funny. Today I was doing my personal finance lesson, and it was like, you need to have a budget. And I was like, you aren't telling me anything that I don't already know. And I'm doing collaborative notes with my friend who's taking personal finance too. And she was taking the notes and like, you need to have a budget was like really big and bold in capital letters. I'm like, geez, you don't need to put this so... Man, taking personal finance is like having Coco next to me whispering in my ear, you need to save for retirement. You know, I'm just like, please. I don't even need personal finance class. I have Coco, so it's fine.
That's right. And the funny thing is that the people that, I don't have many friends here in Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, but the
tri-state
people,
area. You don't need to say Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky.
But the friends that I do have, they know about my budget. So it was funny because, like, I go dance. I mean, and if you know me, you know that I love dancing. And I take Kizomba lessons. And this, I have been going to this group. It's a new group of folks where we dance Kizomba. And I don't know them for long, but they were asking me, so do you go, because Kizomba usually they have, a lot of people travel far because there's not a lot of Kizomba going on. So we travel far to go to events and workshops and classes and socials. So they were asking me, so do you go a lot out of state for like events? And I was like, I looked at him. I didn't even have to answer. He's like, oh.
The budget, right?
The budget. It's not on your budget. And I was like, that's so cute. You know it.
Yeah, so if y'all don't know it, go check out It's Not on the Budget. Anywhere you've listened to your podcast is probably there, because now you will be filled in about the budget and also about Susie Orman. So.
Yeah, so, but, you know, another good way of exercising is dancing, I think. What do you think?
Well, I've always wanted to take, like, contemporary hip-hop lessons at some point, but the thing is, I always think I'll feel stupid, so I never like acted on that.
Oh, come on,
that's like doing Zumba, or it's like doing Pilates, or like doing Turbo Kick. Oh my gosh, we used to go to the YMCA, and there was this one thing called Turbo Kick where it's like cardio, and it was so embarrassing. I would do that with Coco because I have. Doing online school is a little difficult sometimes. They have physical education. You have to fulfill that requirement, and you have to fill out a sheet. It's like, oh, yeah, I did this many hours of physical education this week, and then you have to say what you did, how much time, or whatever.
So I took her to Turbo Kick.
Because I was lying on all my assignments.
That's not okay. What if they're listening?
Because, like, I never did any physical activity, and in order to pass the class, I had to put stuff. So, but then Cook was like, no.
you actually gotta do the work. So then she took me to YMCA, took me to Turbo Kick every Monday at 5. And it was terrible. Oh my gosh. It was so embarrassing. And I, like, know, like, all the words to all the songs that the instructor would use. And I was like, oh man, it's... I mean, like, some people would enjoy Turbo Kick, but I did not enjoy Turbo Kick. I felt like a huge dork. But...
You crack me up, girl.
Oh, no. This is, like, the things I am forced to do, guys. Like, this is my life.
Well, I did force her to yoga, too.
Oh, yeah. That was also really terrible. I hate yoga. I don't like it. So, I don't like stretching, and, like, it's painful.
And
I don't
want to do good painful. At it. You guys should see her cobra. It's freaking believable.
I don't know. I just don't like... I'm not, like, a very calm person. Like, I'm really, like, energetic. Like, if you know me, I'm always, like, jumping around. I'm, like, I don't really sit still. I'm terrible.
What about me?
What about you?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You're kind
of... What kind of person am I?
You're really serious.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And you're kind of scary, too.
So yoga suits me well.
Yeah, because it's like kind of it's like a calm stoic exercise instead of like something fun like roller skating because that's fun. It's like you think that you're like you work at the fast food restaurants back in like the 50s and you're wearing the roller blades and it's like here's your order of burger and fries. Oh, that's what gosh. I think when I roller skate. But you yoga is like, breathe deep, feel the peace flood within you as you go into the frog. You know, I don't know. It's like so calm and weird. That's like, it's your exercise, but...
What? But if I'm so weird and serious and nonsensical, one would think that I would not like to do anything fun. Is that what you're saying? So you never put dancing and cocoa on the same sentence?
No, I think you really
don't know her.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, like, you're Brazilian, so I think that dancing is kind of a given. I don't know, question mark?
So should we assume that every Brazilian
I don't
knows
think
how to
at
dance?
At least you're Brazilian, your own Brazilian person. But, I mean, I know you like to dance, and I don't know... But I never thought it would be kizomba though. I thought it would more like be like the tango or something.
Bachata.
Oh yeah.
Or what's the other one? Reggaeton.
No, more like the tango.
The tango's so serious.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it would fit you better. But apparently kizomba is like the way to go, not the tango.
Well, it's because I'm in love with Africa.
Really?
Yeah. I like the people of Africa, and I like the dance of Africa. I like the country of Africa because it represents so much. And I think my love for Africa started when I met your father, because I did not know much about Africa. And now I have two little Africans with me.
Sure.
And I also have my two little ones that I sponsor, that I love them very much. And so I really like Africa. So when I heard that Kizomba was from Africa, I was like, hey, I'm gonna shake my booty African style.
Oh my gosh, goodbye. End podcast. See y'all later. I don't know. I think dancing is cool, but I don't want to... I wouldn't do it for, like, exercise. I do it for
fun. Oh, you have no idea when we dance, we drip sweat.
That's disgusting. So, that's nasty. Like, turn on some fans. Or at least,
the
like...
the fans are on.
That's nasty.
It's a Nexus freaking size, girl.
That's exactly why I don't want to do it. Because
it's awesome and so much fun.
Sweaty. And like, you're dancing with people and it's like sweaty, gross. Ah. No, I don't like that. But I do. I don't think that there's any other physical activity that I like. I mean, I was forced into volleyball.
Well, we were talking about P though, how she's infatuated with every single type of activity.
Oh yeah. So she wanted to do like track and field. She wanted to do cross country,
ballet.
Basketball for a while.
Running, walking, yoga.
Yeah, and then volleyball's her thing right now.
Yeah.
I last year we did some like recreational volleyball with like some, like a Catholic organization that's like nearby because like one of my friends is
aunt's or something is part of it, and she's like, oh yeah, I can hook you up or whatever, because she used to be in it. I think she's going to be in it this year. That's the only reason why I'm doing it this year.
No, the only reason why she's doing it is because she really got into it, you folks.
Okay, well, let me tell you. So I hated it at first, and I was like, I hate going here. And I was being forced because I had PE hours. Actually, no, I started this after I finished all my PE. So yeah. it was so unfortunate. So I had to show up, and it turned out that it was my first time doing volleyball, and I was like, not too good. And I am kind of okay, but I haven't done it in like a bunch of months.
Well, at the end of the season, she was like, nice serve, Cashew.
Oh my gosh. I think, like, I don't know.
You stop running away from the ball, girl. At the end of the season, you were actually catching and passing, and people were like, whoa.
That's, I don't know, it's just called practice. But our team was pretty good. We won all the points, like the overall points throughout the season, and we got second in the tourney, which was
very pretty nice. Great. For the first time, it was good, huh?
Yeah, it was fun, so I think I'm going to do it this year again. And my friend is also doing it too, so that's added bonus. So yeah, but so P now.
Yeah, P is still infatuated with this. She cannot talk about anything else.
Because it's been a struggle for her to be able to do it, because she's doing volleyball at the local, like, the local school that is, like, literally, like, 1 minute away from her house. And since we do online school and she can't exactly drive, it's been a huge ordeal for her to get there, get home, and all the games and all this kind of stuff, because they literally have games. They have practices every single day. Well, this month she has 7 games.
Right, and this is exactly why the reason why I wanted to talk about sports today.
Well, yeah.
Because I am triggered. Do you know why I am triggered, Cashew?
Why?
I am triggered because those people, they didn't allow me to watch my child's game today.
Because they had to pay $4 to get in.
How in the world, folks? You have to pay the school to watch your child play the game. I don't get that. I don't get that. You know, first is ridiculous. Second is not on my freaking budget. Every time she's going to play, which is going to be actually almost every day of this week, I have to pay $4. $4 for me, $4 for you. That's $8 every day. By the end of the week, how many dollars do we have, mommy?
Probably nothing.
We will not have anything left, but how much we'll be spending.
So, 4 times 2, so that's $8 for both of us. Mm-hmm. And then she has 7 games this month, so that's $56 this month.
That's freaking nuts, man. It's my child. I am not going to watch a game from the high school across the or the next county. It's my child. It's like she's going to that school. She belongs to the team. I just don't understand.
Yeah, it's pretty annoying because next month she has 10 games, and you know, if we both wanted to go, that'd be like over $130 for going to watch her play during the season, which sucks. And they have so many girls on the team, so like, she's only subbed in every once in a while. Literally the whole time that I was there at the game today, like, she was subbed in twice. And as soon as she...
Like,
was,
5 minutes?
Yeah.
Or more than
probably
that?
Probably less.
And that pisses me off. Because why are you going to have 13 girls on a team when only 6 of them play at time, right, mm-hmm. mommy? Because if I remember you guys' game last year with the Catholic folks, there was only 6 girls on the court, and then 3 more waiting.
Yeah, and we did rotations, and then everyone would get a chance to play. Yeah. But this system is weird. It's like 6 and 2. Like, if y'all volleyball folks know what that means. P was trying to explain it to me, and it's so weird, and I don't understand it.
I still don't understand volleyball, but what I don't get is that the school has 13 girls on a team. That's just weird.
You'd think that they would, like, rotate in, like, and they would all get a chance to play, but the whole time, like, they were, like, basically the same girls on the court the whole time, and then they would sub in some people occasionally, and I'm just like, what's going on? We were going to see my sister, like, twice this entire game, and, like, she told me that they're using the excuse of, like, oh, yeah, you know, We're subbing in good players, you know, and I'm just like, well, you gotta give everyone a chance, even if, like, they're not particularly a good player, because, you know, how are they gonna get better if they can't play on the court?
So yeah, I'm this just is like, not soccer. We're not talking about Neymar here.
Yeah, it's like,
I mean, seriously.
And volleyball ain't that hard. It's at the 8th grade level, so, you know, it's not like we're being super competitive or anything.
So, yeah, this whole shenanigans made me really upset tonight. And I was like, and I already told her, if they don't put you to play, if there's 3 games in a row and you don't play, you're not going anymore. Because it's really a waste of my time. And time is something that we can't not get back once it's gone. So she goes every day. And that's the other thing. Remember volleyball last year, you guys went once or twice a week?
It was once a week. Once a week on Thursdays.
She goes every single day.
I mean, for me, I don't really mind because I can get some time to myself to listen to music really loud and probably eat some snacks without her being like, can I have some of that? You know, so I don't mind very much. You know,
it's, but it messes my schedule up.
Yeah, because like
messes,
everybody has...
It messes her dad's schedule up. It messes the lady who brings her back home up. It just, this is like,
it's a really big ordeal. Wow. It's pretty difficult, which is also why I don't do organized sports, because for one thing, like, you're, I'm in online school, it'd be different if I could just walk everywhere, you know? Or if it was like a club thing where like it wasn't part of the school or something, because it's really difficult to do that kind of stuff. Like, if y'all are thinking of switching to online school and you're kind of, like, in my situation, like, I'd advise, like, to find somewhere that is easily accessible for you, because this is obviously not easily accessible for our family at all. It's pretty difficult, but, I mean, as long as P's enjoying it, I guess that I'm okay with it, but, you know, we all said it was a bad idea, but she went along and arranged everything anyway, so... She's pretty tenacious.
She is. That's one thing we have to, again, use the Brazilian verb and take our heads off to her and say, when she puts something in her mind, there's no one that's going to take it off or out or in or on.
Yes, basically. We know what you mean. Just
prepositions are hard.
Yes, they are. I agree.
Yeah, so English is my second language, so
we all
I
know.
Always have
you
a hard
You ain't
got to
say that every podcast, because I'm pretty sure all listeners know.
Can't tell, right? My accent.
Well, I can't tell.
That bad, mommy. But anyway, so, yeah. I, myself, exercise twice a week going to a class. So, I do yoga once a week, which is a shame, because I should be doing more. And I do dance once a week. So my yoga is 1 hour and 15 minutes, and then my dance is 3 hours. So that's popping, I like it. And if I go on the weekend, it's extra. And besides all the crazy moves that I have during the week.
Your crazy moves? You literally walked from like your cubicle to the bathroom, and that's about it.
Mm. That's what you think, huh?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I do none of that. I literally stay home and, like, walk up the stairs and probably walk down the stairs. And I'm probably like...
Yeah, but I forced you to walk Renzinho. That could be maybe at least 1,000 steps.
I don't know. Walking the cat is very... It's an ordeal that we are sorting out the cat. We're still trying to figure out what the heck we're going to do.
Well, the most beautiful cat, by the way, his name is Renzinho. He is awesome, even though sometimes he acts
not
out.
Awesome.
And today I got him a new brand of food. He was very excited to try. We had a conversation and he was really thrilled to try new stuff. And that's what I like about him. He's very adventurous.
He's so annoying. Oh my gosh. The thing is, like, I say this in, like, a very playful manner. He's a pretty cool cat, but he's really annoying. So, I don't know. The thing is, like, we talked about this in the one podcast we talked about our animals. Who let Ren out? Yeah. Yeah, Ren, he's a crazy child. But, you know...
Walking Renzio is a physical activity of yours.
I don't do...
Whether you like it or not.
But otherwise, I don't do anything. Otherwise, I pretty much just stay inside.
So every other day, she's supposed to walk with him. Well, actually, if I do interfere on the schedule, you will walk him every 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I walk him, P walk him, I would say you walk maybe for maybe 30 minutes. You guys walk?
Yeah, about 30 minutes. But a lot of it's standing around because he literally likes just lay down in the middle of the gravel and just lay there for like 2 minutes. I'm just like, so gosh, cute. Can you move? But obviously, the breadwinner of all this, the person who's like the most dominated on the athletic points is B, because she goes every single day and she's always after practice, before practice, she's always practicing.
Gosh. Always
and
outside.
And I'm just like, oh my gosh, can you ever like stay inside? Like, what happened?
And then when she's inside, she's doing yoga. She is doing challenges in her room that God knows what it is this time. She's never idle. She's always doing something physical. I don't know what's going on here. Why is she like this?
I don't know. I think that, like, we're all different.
Yeah.
We all have different things that we like.
Yeah.
But, you know,
we should learn some from her.
Possibly. But that doesn't mean I'm going to be going outside every single day. So, you know, can't be smelling like the outside all the time. Mm-mm, no ma'am.
I ain't doing it. Oh, well. Well, I do like exercising. I think it's good for me. You know, Dr. Oz once said that you have to walk at least 30 minutes a day and do at least 20 jumping jacks.
I don't know if you should take this advice, but go ahead. Take the advice if you think it's a good idea.
It was on his book.
Well, I thought it was bullpucky. Well. So I did not want to do 20 jumping jacks, and I did not do them.
All right, folks, I'm going to be here trying to convince this girl to exercise. Ta-ta for now.
Bye. This podcast is brought to you by me and my mom. The editing is done by me, and the music is done by my mom and GarageBand. If you want to check us out on any of our social media, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook as Confess Coco and YouTube as Confessions of Coconuts, where we post all of our cool adventures of us being zany and eating a bunch of cool food and stuff. If you want to get in touch with us, you can go to any of our social media. If you want to donate, you can go to our website, confessionsofcoconuts.com, and go to the donate page and drop some spare change while you're at it. While you're there, you might as well go visit the show notes and subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe because you're supposed to subscribe to all podcasts. And I know you love us because you're listening right now. It'd be cool if you could share us on whatever social media you have and just get the word out so we can continue to bless other people's ears with our amazing voices and our silly stories. The podcast is a lot of work, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. And we truly thank you for listening. On that note, leave a review. Thank you so much.